Chapter 1. The men were girl-talking in the kitchen, while the women were watching football in the living room. I drew a flowered pillow closer to my chest and fidgeted with the gray fringe while I refocused on the TV. Third and inches. The Colts had better not blow it. But the way things were going in my life, what else could I expect?
Kelsey's awesome.
Evan Beckworth's voice drifted in from the kitchen.
I met her parents last weekend.
An invisible hand squeezed my heart when I heard the infatuation in Evan's voice. Or was it love?
How'd you meet?
My cousin, J.T. Sims, asked.
We connected at a tennis tournament this summer. It was like I'd never seen a woman before, you know? Dude, that's awesome.
I rolled my eyes and considered shredding my napkin to make earplugs. Touchdown. At least something was right in my world. I high-fived my best friend, Ashley Choi, who sprawled on the couch next to me.
Georgia Ray, hand me the chips. I need some salt after that chocolate pie.
Ashley made a half-hearted attempt to sit up and wiggle her pale pink fingernails in the direction of the coffee table. I tossed the sack of sour cream and onion chips, her weakness, into her lap.
Thanks, hon.
Ashley tucked a strand of black hair behind her ear, flopped backward, and tore into the bag. She made enough noise to drown out the chit-chat in the kitchen and withdrew a handful before daintily popping them in her mouth one at a time. Kentucky bred Ashley was always calling people hun or sweetie, and I'd often wondered how that went over with her fellow engineers, who were mostly male. She was also the only one who called me Georgia Ray without being mad at me.
How's your grandma?
I asked Ashley, hoping that focusing on someone else's trials would help me block out my own. Ashley brushed sour cream and onion dust off her hands.
She loves her new knees so much she wants a new hip.
She cracked open a can of Diet Coke, took a swig, and set it on the coffee table next to a copy of Archaeology of the Bible.
Good. Glad to hear it.
I managed a half smile.
Georgia, are you okay?
Brandy Hartfield's forehead creased as she got up from the other sofa and put a coaster under Ashley's Diet Coke. She was our hostess and my other best friend.
Yep.
I fixed my eyes on the TV. Not here. Not in front of everyone. Out of the corner of my eye, I saw Brandy's curls bob. She'd pursue this later, which was why Ashley and I sometimes called her Mom. Well, that and the fact that she was a good 7 years older than me. She hated it when we reminded her, which made it even more fun. Besides, she didn't look older. Not even those nasolabial folds that she obsessed about aged her.
Is she the one?
JT asked Evan. They were still huddled in the kitchen.
What the? No, I wasn't going to cuss, even in my head. God was after me to do better with my mouth, and while I could physically bite my tongue, I was having an awful time in my mind. But really, the one? Did guys actually talk like that, or had aliens come along and transplanted Evan's and JT's brains? Either that, or the man bun that JT had been sporting lately was infecting his head.
Can't wait for you guys to meet Kelsey. She's perfect. Evan said. She couldn't come because of her shift at the hospital, but next time we meet...
That was swell. Next time was at my house. I quickly calculated. In 2 weeks, I'd probably be done cutting soybeans, since we'd already gotten a good start, but the corn might be ready to shell. I could back out of hosting our Bible study and claim exhaustion from harvest.
Guys, the game's over, Ashley drawled.
The Colts had pulled it off.
JT and Evan moseyed into the living room and plopped down on the wood floor. I tried to keep my eyes off of Evan, but I couldn't help stealing a glance. He hadn't shaved for a couple of days, and I loved that look. His sandy hair had just the right amount of wave, and the contours of his muscular chest showed through his Richard County Tennis Tournament t-shirt. I needed to stop. Right. Now. Evan was never going to date me, and I needed to accept his relationship with, gag me, 22-year-old Kelsey Lohman.